You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
Good morning, WLIP Morning Show. On Tuesdays, we catch up with Dr. Russ Brewer from Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, Pete. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Sunny day. A little chilly. Had to warm the car up this morning.
I pulled mine out of the garage, so it was already warmed up. But I tell you what, today was a stocking cap day.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I've got a little less shingles on top than that roof's got more snow and less coverage, so
you got to hold in as much heat as possible.
You know, and it's weird, right? It's April.
It is April.
And it's cold. The snow yesterday was just kind of like surreal.
So I was at the gym yesterday, and somebody opened the door as they were leaving and go, "Oh, it's snowing," and you should have heard the demoralization from everybody in there just in hearing. And I walked out a few minutes later and go, "Oh, it's a couple of flakes." They made it sound like it was really coming down, but it's just that idea of snow that demoralizes you.
So in December, January, yesterday would have been a pretty snow because it was just the kind that didn't stick.
Right. Magical.
It was magical, right?
Enchanted
and it was
snow.
It was nice coming. It's like Main Street on Disney when it snows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's the ambiance you want.
Yeah, in April, then no. It's a no-go.
No, not after we've tasted 70 or even 80 degrees already.
My daffodils are about up and about ready. Well, they're up and they're about ready to bloom. And it's like, it needs to be done.
Yeah.
We need to be into the 60s and 70s now. But it is Wisconsin. It is just April.
That's true. We'll hit those spring milestones soon enough. And speaking of milestones, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Well, that was a smooth segue.
That was an ad hoc one. Just went to milestones just to segue to it. But anyway, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie celebrating a big milestone, right?
Right. So the April 10th is our anniversary day of opening. So April 10th of 2000, we opened.
So 25 years.
25 years. Yeah, so this year was 25 years. That very first day, we were unpacking things and had one client that we didn't know we had walked in the door with his dog, and he needed a Bordetella vaccine so he could go boarding. So we started with one walk-in. Originally, it was just Dr. Wilson and myself, and we had two technicians and one front office staff. So it was just three staff and two doctors. And we had two clients that we started with. And I think that was three dogs in total. Mm. And so it's grown quite a bit since then. We're now in the high numbers.
More than two, that's for
more
sure.
Than two. I think I didn't do active. I just did the number of clients we've seen in the last 25 years is 22,434.
Wow.
And that comes to 497,072 appointments.
That's a lot of treats.
That is a lot of treats. That's something we have not tracked. We have probably gone through a couple truckloads of dog and cat treats.
No doubt.
Number of patients that we've seen is 47,269. And like I said, we started with two veterinarians. We're now seven. We started with three staff. We are now a total extra support staff of 33. So there's a team of 40 now.
Wow.
Over the years, there have been 238 people that have worked with us. So we've employed 238 people over the years in Kenosha, which is kind of, I don't know, that's one of those things you sit down and look at and go, that's kind of a cool thing.
It is, definitely.
We think it's neat that we've got 40 people instead of just five of us, but you start looking at the bigger numbers and it gets kind of cool. We're in our second building. Our first one was 4,950 square feet. The one that we moved into in 2017 is 11,835 square feet.
Wow.
And rabies vaccines. We've administered 55,580 doses of rabies vaccines.
That's a lot of rabies vaccines.
That's a lot of rabies prevention.
Yes.
It's pretty astounding.
You are not popular in the rabies community, I'm guessing.
No. Yeah, that rabies virus is terrified of us. We've done 23,242 surgical procedures, 1,312 ultrasounds. And we've run 199,495, almost 200,000 laboratory tests.
Wow.
And we've done 11,991 radiographs. So a lot of diagnostics, and there's a lot of treatments, a lot of prevention. We've just been doing a lot of great things over the last 25 years. Things I didn't throw in my stats is we've taken the staff to Disney World twice.
Oh, nice.
We did it for our 10th anniversary. We did it for our 20th anniversary. So it's been fun to celebrate with them. This year we're going to have a celebration. I think they've got it scheduled for May because April's still, like, we're talking about the weather's a little sketchy.
Oh, you never know. Yep.
No, you don't know. So we've got a celebration that we're going to do in May, with the clients and community. The staff is actually celebrating this weekend. We're taking them out to dinner. So that's going to be fun. And some things that we've done in the last 5 years, and this is kind of, this is one of those things that, we've always had sort of an inherent ad hoc, I guess I'd say, mission statement to provide quality care to the pets and the community and advanced medicine stuff. But we actually 5 years ago sat down and put our minds to it and said, what is it that makes Care Animal Hospital Care Animal Hospital? And I'm going to try to read this without choking up, because every time I read it out loud, I start to get choked up about it, because it is something that our core values, compassionate guidance. We are passionate about animals and especially our patients. We always take time to guide our clients to what is best for their entire family with a focus on their pet. We provide a fear-free environment for our patients to reduce fear and anxiety and stress. Positive momentum. Our existence is predicated on progress. We embrace change in a positive manner. We are genuinely happy people. Collaborative communication. We work as a team, communicate as one, to convey the important messages for our patients and their owners. And our last core value is we don't do easy. We persevere through challenges that arise and are dedicated to the best medicine. We just do what needs to be done. And that has led us to compassionately provide advanced care in a comforting and fear-free environment so that we can continue to transform lives one patient at a time. And, you know, those are some things we do. And our guarantee, this is one of those things, you always have to have a guarantee,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guarantee it. You should see him do the little
right
gesture, yeah.
We guarantee, or we promise, a fear-free experience while treating your pet as we would treat our own. And that is what we do. And it's really kind of weird when you sit down and try to put those things on paper, but that's what we were sort of, I guess, say, just ad hoc doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we hadn't named it, hadn't put a pin in it, but we sat down and put our minds to it. And these are the things that we've been doing for, at that point, 20 years, now 25.
Right, right.
And looking forward to many more. You know, it's one of those things that is been a fun trip. Dr. Wilson and I know when we graduated from veterinary school, now that's 29 years ago.
Okay.
That's longer ago. We kind of had the thought that we were going to open up a practice of our own at some point, albeit it was not in Wisconsin, it was on our radar, and we could not be happier, though, that we stumbled into it. And it's just been Pleasant Prairie, and the Kenosha area has just been a fabulous place to live, raise a family, and work with the community and help people with their pets. And I just, you know, as much as it's kind of an astounding thing, I know people are always like, oh, you've been in business for 25 years. And of course, if you know anything about business, it's like most small businesses are lucky to make it past three.
Right.
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 It's the whole thing of it is it's because you're not big. You don't have, it's not like there's a lot of investment.
Well, not a lot of leeway it there, I'm guessing.
No, and, you know, there's right no stock being sold, and there's no, you know, there's no, what is it, you know, funding rounds and things like that. It's just, you know, it's kind of, you know, bootstraps and shoelaces and lace them up and go to work. And, I mean, the first 4 months we were open, we'd get done with the stuff for the day, and Dr. Wilson and I would kind of rock, paper, scissors, who's going to vacuum and who's going to mop. So
right,
I know what
right
it's like to vacuum and or mop an entire 4,950 square foot building of an evening after you've spent the whole day working. We used to do boarding. We don't do boarding anymore because it just got to the point where we got busy doing medical things and we didn't have room to do boarding. Yeah, we've had lots of fun things. Lots of cool things that we've done. Amputated the back leg off of a hamster once. You know, we've worked with a lot of different exotic pets. It's just, We came in one morning to a dog that was staying overnight with us, and she'd delivered a puppy on her own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
It's a crazy start to the day.
And, you know, the team of people that we've been able to work with has just been astounding. I kind of have to pinch myself sometimes just because it's like it's been 25 years, but it doesn't seem like it's been that long. And it's just been a great ride, and we're just, you know, we continue to enjoy it.
Well, very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, congratulations on 25 years, and here's to 25 more.
25 more? Well, I don't know if I'm going to be here for 25 more. I will be so old I should have retired at that point.
Well, in the meantime, if people want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital, set up an appointment, maybe they need to bring in their friend for an appointment, how can they do so?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and until they pull it, TikTok. Yes, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
You've got 73 more days.
Yep, 73 more days. So we'll see how that goes. I keep hoping that somebody's going to pick that up because it's such a unique platform.
It is. Unfortunately, caught up in a whole bunch of other complications.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently. So,
like the rest of everything else.
Exactly right. Dr. Russ Brewer, appreciate it, sir. You have a great week. We'll catch up in the next Tuesday.
I will see you next Tuesday.